One of the most effective ways to sanctify and save your soul is by praying the rosary every day. St. Louis de Montfort said, "If you say the rosary faithfully until death, I do assure you that in spite of the gravity of your sins, you shall receive a never-fading crown of glory, even if you are on the brink of damnation, even if you have one foot in hell, even if you have sold your soul to the devil as sorcerers do, who practice black magic, and even if you are a heretic as obstinate as a devil, sooner or later you will be converted and will amend your life and save your soul if," and mark well what I say, "if you say the rosary devoutly every day until death for the purpose of knowing the truth and obtaining contrition and pardon for your sins." We are not saved by faith alone. It's not all about believing in Jesus and feeling all warm and gushy about God. That is a false doctrine based on the misapplication of a select few Bible verses while ignoring a plethora of others that explicitly deny it. That's not to say faith isn't necessary. It is. But what you do is important as well. Philippians 2:12 says, "Work out your salvation with fear and trembling." If you pray the rosary every day faithfully for the purpose of knowing the truth and receiving contrition and pardon for your sins, you're not going to go to hell, as St. Louis de Montfort said, because it changes you. Start praying the rosary every day for that purpose, then look back after a year and you're going to see that your attitude has changed, your beliefs have changed, and yes, your actions and habits, etc., have changed. The rosary is a rich combination of verbal and mental prayer accompanied with the devout use of a blessed article, the actual rosary itself. But it can be intimidating. It's complex. It takes about almost 20 minutes to complete, and the resources for how to pray it are quite frankly less than adequate. There are plenty of diagrams and pray-along videos, but no real instruction videos. So many give up. I had contemplated making this video for some time now, but elected not to. That is until I was watching a convert story on YouTube in which they lamented that there were no really good instructions out there on how to pray the rosary. So I decided to make this video. Hopefully this will be instructive and easy to understand. This is not a pray-along video. This is an instructional video showing you how to pray the rosary. I will go over the prayers, but it will be necessary for you to look them up for reference until you get them memorized. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. You can also like and follow me on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available in both ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it's unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description, and when you're done reading it, please leave an honest review. This is a rosary. It looks like a beaded necklace, but it's not. The beads and structure are meant to help you keep track of the prayers, each bead and some of the spaces in between the beads, and the medallion that connects everything together, and the crucifix all have specific prayers assigned to them. To pray the rosary, you start with the crucifix, where you say your intentions, what you're asking for when you're praying the rosary, followed by the Apostles' Creed, which is, "I believe in God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting." The beads that are by themselves are where we say the Our Father, which is, "Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen." The beads that are grouped together like this group of three, this group of 10, this group of 10, this group of 10, this group of 10, and this group of 10 are where we say the Hail Mary, one on each beat. So we'd say three here, 10, and then 10, 10. Which is, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. So here you would say three Hail Marys, one, two, three, one for each bead, and then 10 Hail Marys here with this group, 10 Hail Marys here, 10 Hail Marys here, 10 Hail Marys here, and 10 Hail Marys here. Again, a Hail Mary on each bead in each case. On the spot in between the last Hail Mary bead and the next Our Father bead, so right here, right here, right here, right here, right here, and right here, you say the Glory Be, which is Glory Be to the Father, to the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end, amen. And the O My Jesus, or the Fatima prayer, which is, O My Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy. So you go around saying your Our Fathers, your Hail Marys, Glory Bees, till you get to the medallion when you're done. And on this, we say the Hail Holy Queen. That ends the rosary, which is, Hail Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee we do cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee we do send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, thine eyes of mercy toward us. And after this, our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. So, let's recap. On the crucifix, we say the Apostles' Creed. Then we say in Our Father. Then we say three Hail Marys, one on each one of these beads. Then right here in between this bead and the next Our Father bead, we say a Glory Be and the Fatima prayer. Some do not say the Fatima prayer on this particular spot, but do it for the rest of the rosary. The next Our Father bead starts the decades, the five decades of the rosary, and goes along with these 10 Hail Marys and this spot right here. So it's here, these 10 Hail Marys, and here is one decade, and then Our Father, Hail Marys, Glory Be is the next decade, Our Father, so on and so forth. So it would be Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, again, one on each bead, Glory Be in Fatima prayer in between. Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be and Fatima prayer. And then the Hail Holy Queen. Each set of one Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be and Fatima prayer, each set, there's five, is called a decade. So again, let's recap real quickly. Apostles' Creed, Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, Fatima prayer, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be and Fatima prayer, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be and Fatima prayer, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be and Fatima prayer, Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. And then the Hail Holy Queen. With each decade, which is again, the Our Father, 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be in Fatima prayer. So there's five here. With each decade, you are to meditate on one of the mysteries of the Holy Rosary. The mysteries of the rosary traditionally consist of three sets of five mysteries, one mystery per decade. You have the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, and the glorious mysteries. The joyful mysteries are the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Presentation of Jesus in the Temple, and the Finding of Jesus in the Temple. The sorrowful mysteries are the Agony in the Garden, the Scourging at the Pillar, the Crowning with Thorns, the Carrying of the Cross, and the Crucifixion. The glorious mysteries are the resurrection, the ascension of Jesus into heaven, the descent of the Holy Spirit, the Assumption of Mary, and the coronation of Mary. So, For instance, if I were to be praying the joyful mysteries, I would say an Apostles' Creed on the crucifix. One Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, and Fatima prayer. And starting with this Our Father bead before the medallion, and with these 10 Hail Marys and Glory Be, I would meditate on the Annunciation. Then here, the second one, I would, while I'm doing these prayers, I would meditate on the Visitation. And then these, Our Father prayers right here, the Our Father and 10 Hail Marys and Glory Be, I would meditate on the Nativity. On these, I would meditate on the Presentation of Jesus at the Temple. And on the last decade, I would meditate on the finding Jesus in the temple, and then end with the Hail Holy Queen. If I were doing the sorrowful mysteries, it would be the same. I do an Apostles' Creed, Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, and then the first one would be starting with this Our Father bead, and going along with these 10 Hail Mary beads and the Glory Be and Fatima prayer would be the agony in the garden, then the scourging at the pillar, then the crowning of thorns, then carrying the cross, and then finally the crucifixion. If it was the glorious mysteries, it would be the resurrection, the ascension into heaven, the descension of the Holy Spirit, the Assumption of Mary, and the coronation of Mary. Doing this, what I've just explained, Apostles' Creed, Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, Fatima, and then doing one set of mysteries going around once is what's commonly called praying the rosary. But it's actually a chaplet. Praying a full rosary would be praying the Apostles' Creed, one Our Father, three Hail Marys, glory be, and then you would go around three times. You would do the joyful mysteries, the sorrowful mysteries, the glorious mysteries, and then end with the Hail Holy Queen. I think this should be the goal eventually. You don't have to do it all at once. You can do it throughout the day. I personally start with the joyful mysteries in the morning, do the sorrowful mysteries in the afternoon, hopefully around 3 o'clock if I can, and end with the glorious mysteries in the evening. But if you pray just one set of five decades a day, that is praying the rosary every day. And there are certain days that you are supposed to do the mysteries. Traditionally, it goes like this. Monday, you do the joyful mysteries. Tuesday, the sorrowful mysteries. Wednesday, the glorious mysteries. Thursday, the joyful mysteries again. Friday, the sorrowful mysteries again. And Saturday, the glorious mysteries again. And then Sunday, it depends on the time of year. I think it's the way it goes is Advent to Ash Wednesday is the joyful mysteries. All of Lent until Easter is the sorrowful mysteries. And then Easter onward is the glorious mysteries. That's the traditional rosary. Pope John Paul II added another set of mysteries called the Luminous Mysteries. These are optional. People on both sides get very upset over the acceptance or rejection of the Luminous Mysteries. And there's no need because they're optional. If you want to include them, that's your right. If you wish to reject them, that is also your right. If you are a traditional Catholic like myself, you probably don't say the Luminous Mysteries for a whole host of reasons. I don't want to get into all that, but I don't pray the Luminous Mysteries anymore. But if you want to, you can. The Rosary is a private devotion. The Luminous Mysteries are the baptism of Jesus, the wedding at Cana, the proclamation of the kingdom, the transfiguration, and the establishment of the Eucharist. If you are going to attempt to say a full rosary, including the Luminous Mysteries, that's four sets of five decades instead of three, and they go in between the joyful and sorrowful mysteries. If you're just going to say five decades a day for the week, just once around, and you'll do one mystery a day, the way you're supposed to do it is Monday is the joyful mysteries, Tuesday is the sorrowful mysteries, Wednesday is the glorious mysteries, Thursday is the luminous mysteries, Friday is the sorrowful mysteries again, Saturday is the joyful mysteries, and Sunday is the glorious mysteries. So, let's recap again. You start with the Apostles' Creed on the crucifix, one Our Father, three Hail Marys, one on each bead, Glory Be, and Fatima prayer. Then you start the decades, which consists of five sets of Our Father and 10 Hail Marys, Glory Be, and Fatima prayer. While you meditate on one set of the mysteries, either the joyful mysteries, glorious mysteries, I'm sorry, either the joyful, sorrowful, or glorious mysteries, and optional is the luminous mysteries. And then the Hail Holy Queen. Some people add prayers at the beginning or end. For instance, I say an opening prayer before the Apostles' Creed, before I even start it. And the way that goes is, Queen of the Most Holy Rosary, you have deigned to come to Fatima to reveal to the three shepherd children the treasures of grace hidden in the rosary. Inspire my heart with the sincere love of this devotion, in order that by meditating on the mysteries of our redemption, which are recalled in it, I may obtain peace in the world, the conversion of sinners and of Russia, and the favor which I ask of you in this rosary. And you mention what your request is. Then you say, I ask it for the greater glory of God, for your own honor, and the good of all souls, especially my own. At the very end, after the Hail Holy Queen, I say a closing prayer. And that goes, O God, whose only begotten Son, by his life, death, and resurrection, has purchased for us the rewards of eternal life, grant, we beseech thee, that while meditating on the mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us. Amen. And may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Some people add the St. Michael prayer, and or the Litany of the Blessed Virgin Mary. But the Apostles' Creed, one Our Father, three Hail Marys, Glory Be, and Fatima prayer, five decades of the Rosary, five decades each followed by the Glory Be and Fatima prayer, while meditating on a set of mysteries, ending with the Hail Holy Queen, is how you say the Rosary. Are there any promises to those who pray the Rosary faithfully? Yes, according to Blessed Alan de la Rocha, Our Lady gave St. Dominic 15 promises to those who faithfully pray the Rosary. 1, to all those who shall recite my Rosary devoutly, I promise my special protection and very great graces. 2, those who shall persevere in the recitation of my Rosary shall receive signal graces. 3, the Rosary shall be a very powerful armor against hell. It will destroy vice, deliver from sin, and dispel heresy. For the Rosary will make virtue and good works flourish. It will obtain for souls the most abundant divine mercies. It will draw the hearts of men from the love of the world to the love of God, and will lift them to the desire of eternal things. How many souls shall sanctify themselves by this means? 5, those who trust themselves to me through the Rosary shall not perish. 6, those who shall recite my Rosary devoutly, meditating on its mysteries, shall not be overwhelmed by misfortune. The sinner shall be converted. The just shall grow in grace and become worthy of eternal life. 7, those truly devoted to my Rosary shall not die without the sacraments of the Church. 8, those who faithfully recite my Rosary shall find during their life and at the hour of their death the light of God, the fullness of His graces, and shall share in the merits of the blessed. 9, I shall deliver very promptly from purgatory the souls devoted to my Rosary. 10, the true children of my Rosary shall enjoy great glory in heaven. 11, what you ask through my Rosary, you shall obtain. 12, those who propagate my Rosary will be aided by me in all their necessities. 13, I have obtained from my Son that all the members of the Rosary Confraternity shall have as their intercessors in life and in death the entire celestial court. 14, those who recite my Rosary faithfully are all my beloved children and brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ. 15, devotion to my Rosary is a great sign of predestination. So if you are serious about your salvation, pray the Rosary every day devoutly for the rest of your life. And here's the good news. The rest of your life starts now. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've done in life. I don't care if you have no intentions of changing anything in your life, no matter what it is. I don't care if you're a thief, a murderer, or part of the rainbow crowd and have no intentions of changing it, if you start right now praying the rosary every day for the intentions of knowing the truth and receiving contrition and pardon for your sins, you have the Mother of God advocating with her Son for your salvation, and He does not refuse her. I don't care if you have a terminal illness and die tomorrow. If you start now with the intention of doing it for the rest of your life, you're good. It's never too late to start this. If you're breathing, it's not too late. If the doctors have told you that you have a month to live, doctors don't decide when you die, God does. If you are scheduled to die tomorrow and go to hell, and you start this today, God might just say, well, I can't have this, so I guess He's going to have to live a little bit longer so He can prove Himself to me and prove that He is devoted to this. But what if I don't have a rosary? The rosary itself, the actual piece of the actual physical item, is meant to help you keep track of the prayers. The prayers and meditation is what's important. Use a piece of paper or your hands until you get one. You can download an app on your phone if you'd like. Does the rosary have to be blessed? Technically, no, but it's best if it is. What if I'm not Catholic? The promises are made to whoever, not just Catholics. I'm having trouble meditating on the mysteries while I pray. I get distracted. Join the club. We all struggle with this. Just do your best. The worst rosary is the one not prayed because it can't be done perfectly. So there you have it. I hope this was helpful, and I hope you start praying the rosary every day today. Until my next video, God bless.